Wednesday, the 2nd of March, Chof Beis Oder, Rabbi Avraham Deutsch, living 70 years and never being considered as true Shomer Shabbos.
Roshus Moronon, Rabbonu Rabboisai, Roshus Kol HaKal HaKodesh Hazeh, Anoshim Chashuvim, Tzadikim, that you mark this every day for Torah with a Lord of Tefillah. You didn't think about me then?
Shira.
Okay. What's an Eitzah? No, okay. No, Talmud. It's an unbelievable thought every time to have the honor, the pleasure, and privilege to be back here. B'shus, my dear uncle, Mr. Winston Gilbert, and the Kola Chashugim, the Kola Mespanon Khan. It is unbelievable thought of it, if one thinks about it, how we are zeicher to take part in being the kiyum of Klal Yisrael. Those that are magdish every single day to start off the day with Torah and Kedusha and Tefillah, then every day by night, in the afternoon, and after we leave the shir, we consistently think all about what we heard, if the rabbi said correct, incorrect, if I have what to add. This gives us, like the Hilig of Chofetz Chaim, that's the idea why we kaveit in the Torah in the morning. Through that, we can have the same thoughts through the whole duration of the day. It's a beautiful thought. It is unbelievable when we read again this parasha, Sheish Yisroelim Taosem Melocha V'yem HaShvi'i L'Yiyah Lechem Shabbos HaBosen L'Hashem Kolesev V'Melocha Yumas. We all know, and we all know that Shabbos is our heart, Shabbos is our life. Our whole week is through Shabbos, our whole life is through Shabbos, our panos is through Shabbos, and our families are through Shabbos. And our Zaydes fought with Mesiras Nefesh to keep the Shabbos. As hearing from our Choshev Agabe, the Roisha Gaboim, regarding to the title today, 70 years a person can live. And unfortunately, still not, according to some great Paiskim, still not keep and be considered to be a true Shomer Shabbos. Now how can that be? Zog the Hilig Zeide Lechsam Soifa, in two places. In Parshas Kisavei the Lechsam Soifa says it, and so too the Lechsam Soifa says it in Hagoyis and Shulchan Aruch. When a person enters the Shabbos, and the time comes of Shkia, nightfall arrives, one must say, Hareini Shoives L'Shem Shvisas HaShabbos. I am right now resting in order to keep the mitzvah of Shvisas HaShabbos. Yishukoyach. In order to keep the mitzvah of Shvisas HaShabbos. Meaning to say, if a person goes ahead, enters to the Shabbos, without accepting upon himself, bedibur, bepeh, verbally, I am now accepting upon myself to keep the mitzvah shvisa shel Shabbos, not to do any malacha on Shabbos, not to do any malacha, and not to go ahead and transgress the Shabbos. That's why I'm resting. I'm not just sleeping. And if he doesn't say that, so the Hilig Chasam Sofer, three words: loy osa klum. He didn't do anything. That's chaz over the words. But the Hilig Chasam Sofer, if a person goes ahead, Erev Shabbos, and he accepts upon himself, Hareini Shoives L'Shem Shmiras HaShabbos, then this that he is resting is considered to be, he's resting for Shabbos. But if a person doesn't go ahead and they say, I'm accepting upon myself, right now that my resting should be considered to be Shvisas, Mitzvah Shmiras Shvisas HaShabbos, that's why I'm resting, Loi Osa Klum, he didn't do anything. Meaning to say, many people go to Florida, go to Bournemouth, and rest. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So now it's Saturday. Where does he show that he's doing this resting for Shabbos? Why is that considered to be that's a Shmiras HaShabbos? Meaning to say, we know that every Shabbos has two halachas. Is this a loisa say not to do malachas on Shabbos? Loisa ba'aleish. So too there's a mitzvah to keep them Shmiras HaShabbos. Essay of Shvisas HaShabbos. not only to transgress, to do a lois asay, but also a mitzvah shmiras haShabbos, shvisas haShabbos. Where do you show that you're doing that? The Chassam Sofer brings a beautiful raya. We all know that before a person wants to accept upon himself a tainus, he wants to tomorrow fast. Why? Because he had a chaloyim ra. Why? Because he has to do tikkunei tshuva. Why? Because there's a gzeira going on that he has to presently accept upon himself, him and his few friends, him and his kehillah, accept upon themselves the tainus. If he doesn't accept upon himself the day before, by mincha, and say the words that the Shulchan Aruch says, that I'm fasting tomorrow because I want to be mekayim, that tomorrow should be a fast, mitzvahs tainus, din tainus, that's why I'm not eating. But also klum, it's not considered to be a tainus. You can go ahead and drink coffee and tea, and eat a whole suda shleima the next day, if you didn't accept upon himself the day before, when you wanted to go ahead and be mekayim a tainus tomorrow. This applies by all tanaisim, unless it's a tainus tzibu. If it's not a tainus tzibu, then he doesn't, you don't have to accept upon yourself. Tainus tzibu is only what chazal akavei a tainus tzibu. Now what we decide that this congregation has to go ahead, mi mekayim a tainus tzibu. Only if chazal mekayim a tainus tzibu. So too it doesn't apply for tainus chaloyim, according to some poskim, that's the pashtus of the Ramo. If a person has a chaloyim ra'ay, has bad dreams, whatever is considered to be by him a bad dream, not only death, not only burning of a sefer Torah, but by him is considered a bad dream that he can't have menuchas and nefesh, he's not relaxed from the dream. From that moment that he wakes up till 12 hours later is considered to be a tainus. Doesn't make a difference if it's Shabbos, doesn't make it in the middle of the week. You wake up 7 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock at night, and not allowed to eat 12 hours. That's the Shitas HaRamon. So for that you don't have to accept upon yourself, because it's a matzav right now being in a present situation of being unrelaxed, being worried. That's according to those shittas. But if a person wants to go ahead and accept upon himself a tainus can only be tainus of bahar, tainus of a mishpacha, tainus of inyonim, tainus kshamim, whatever the tainus should be, a person wants to accept upon himself, he can only go ahead and be kaveh a tainus if the day before he made it a tainus. Zoglich some cipher, why is that so? Because many people, sometimes in the morning, you don't get a chance to have your coffee, you don't get a chance to eat breakfast, and then by the time you look at your watch, you see it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and unfortunately sometimes it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So you have a good idea, at 4 o'clock, say, oh, today should be a tainus, anyway, didn't eat. No, it doesn't work like that. A tainus has to be considered only if a person is makabal upon himself the day before, then he's kaveh that my not eating is considered to be because I want to be kaveh the day should be a day of tainus. But if he does accept upon himself the day before verbally, then it's not considered to be a tainus. So too zok lechsam seifer. This that a person does a sheval taseh, he doesn't do any melachas, he doesn't go ahead and doesn't transgress the Shabbos on Shabbos, doesn't mean to say that he's actually being mekayim the mitzvah shvisas Shabbos. Not doing anything. You're sleeping just like you slept yesterday. Sleeping today, sleeping a little later, sleeping a little earlier. So you didn't do anything. Hey, someone else is doing for you the malachas, whatever the case is, but you're not doing an action of shvisas Shabbos, shvisas Shabbos. The only way a person can mekayim the mitzvah of shvisas Shabbos of Hilik Yechsam Soifah is only if a person accepts upon himself a day before, Erev Shabbos, right by Erev Shabbos, Hareini Shoyvus Hashem Shmiras HaShabbos, that's why I'm not doing Malacha, then it's considered to be a mitzvah of Shmiras Shvisas HaShabbos. Otherwise, he doesn't have the mitzvah of Shmiras of Shvisas HaShabbos. He wasn't Oyvan any Loisa, I say. He's a good Jew, then he's not going to get Malkus, he's not going to get Misa. But the mitzvah says of shvisas or shmiras loy osa klum zok neilig azeida lechsem seifin pashas kisavoy. And that's according to lechsem seifin what he explains also in Shulchan Aruch Reisha in Aleph. Both places lechsem seifin is magda this aloch. Now we have to understand lechsem seifin, unbelievable lechsem seifin. Since when did we hear such a thing? If a person doesn't accept himself Erev Shabbos so many years, what can I? So you have to say the pshat is the following. And this is mevoy in Shulchan Aruch Reisa Mechalev, the Dinim, the Mishtabur is Magdir, the Alochis, Sifkot Nuchov Gimel, Magdir, the Alochis. How do we understand the Dinim of Kabbalah Shabbos? When a person goes ahead, Erev Shabbos, and he praves a Kabbalah Shabbos, Alochadoidi, and he praves a Mizmashir Yom Shabbos, Sogt der Heilige Chofetz Chaim, was er wusste, based on the Magen Avraham, that when a person says Meshila Yom HaShabbos, he is accepting upon himself the Shmiras HaShabbos. That is considered to be his acceptance, this verbal acceptance of Reini Shabbos Hashem Shmiras HaShabbos. So what happens if a person saying Lachadoidi Yom HaShabbos and he's thinking about his stocks, or he's thinking about his Einikol's anniversary? In such a case, it's not considered to be Kabbalas HaShabbos. So too, if a person says Lachadoidi and Mizvah Shalim HaShabbos, and you say it way after Shkia, you say it by night. So you already passed those hour, half an hour, 2 hours, and you didn't have in mind anything. So once again, at that time that you didn't daven, and you didn't have in mind, you weren't Makan Mizvah Shmiras HaShabbos. So too, what do we do with our wives? And what do we do with the Zosnoshim with our children? When did they become in the Kabbalah of Shmiras HaShabbos? So as far as women are concerned, the act of lighting candles on Shabbos and saying, Asher Kiddushon Mesoyis V'Tzivonu, that is considered to be the most verbal action and Kabbalah, the acceptance of Shabbos. And therefore they don't have to say any Shabbos Hashem Shmiras HaShabbos. If we would daven and accept upon ourselves Shabbos before the Shkia, before nightfall on any event, so too we won't have the problem. But if you need Kiddush,
why do you need it?
What?
Yom Kippur, if I fast,
oh, see, they are good. Very, very good. Oh, you learned a good yeshiva, good gelernt. Where did you learn, no?
Eloy.
Eloy Rebbe, see? Ptach Shiva, right? Ptach Shloisha. Ah, Susi Yogan Olein. Oh, Eloy, Chassam Soifa. Who gave it out? He gave it out. They're fine. He was Megala. The Chassam Sofer was Megala this Yisoid. Zog the Chassam Sofer, in fact, he asks a gewaltige Stira, but there's no time to get into it. The Chassam Sofer asks a gewaltige Stira from Yomim Toivim, that you find Taka by Yom Tev, that you have a Korban for Yom Tev. So you have an action that is considered to be a Korban Yom Tev. Yom Kippur, Zog the Chassam Sofer, it's not a Korban for Yom Kippur. So the Chassam Sofer, that's why is Mechadish. When a person daven Shmoneh Esrei on Yom Kippur, when it falls on a Shabbos, you have to have in mind behedya that you mekayim Kabbalah Shmiras HaShabbos deiraisa with this tefillah. And that's a chelik from the Meduba in the Chassam Sofer. You have to see it over there. But it's a good hour. The chelik between Yomim Tovim, Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos.
No, the Shaila is you must cover the fasting. But Shabbos, you also need to be cover. But usually, if you're Yom Kippur, you don't need to be cover or Tisha B'Av.
Any time.
So why? Because it's fixed already by Tachachom.
Kutsha B'Gayim.
Oh, it's the same as Shabbos.
Very good. It's a effect of all the Gishayla. To make a Gishayla, stick with Rambam. Steht der Rambam, der Rambam ist Magde der Aloche. Der Rambam ist Magde der Aloche, der Rambam ist das Dafalon. Kiddush HaChoydus, sagt der Rambam, Einoi Kamoi Shabbos. Kiddush HaChoydus is not like Shabbos. Perak Alef Aloche, hey, sagt der Rambam, Ein Rias HaReach, Mesur Alochol Odom. The Rias HaReach, the din von Kiddush HaChoydus, is not Mesur Alochol Odom. It's not for every person to deal with. K'moy Shabbos Bereshis, like Shabbos Bereshis. What does that mean? Kiddush HaChodesh is not given to everyone to do whatever he wants, only to Beis Din. And it's not like Shabbos that's given over. K'moy Shabbos Bereshis, shekol echad ve'echad moine shisha v'shoyves b'shvi. That every person counts 6 days and he shoyves and shvi. Kiddush HaChodesh, that's fixed. That's only Beis Din. You can't do anything about it. Shabbos, that's given to you. Moine shisha yomi, uveshvi Shabbos. V'tzorchin godl. Elo la Beis Din, adoba mosad, shikachano. It's only given over to Beis Din. What does it mean, the Rambam? Tzorchin godl v'noiro. Ask the shayla to go in eado. V'oshtei do Rambam. The Rambam is a tzorchin godl moid. Can shake this whole building, the kasha for the Rambam. What does that mean that Kiddush HaChodesh is given over to Beis Din, Shabbos is given over to everybody? He has the beautiful Shaila. Yom Kippur is set day. Shabbos is Kitshe V'Kaimes, Kavua. You can't do anything about it. You decide you want to change Shabbos to Sunday or to Friday? Jump in a lake. Fos bistam mandoma. Shabbos is a good shivakayme. Kiddush ha-chaydesh, no. That's given up to Bezdin. I feel a shayg again, I feel a mezidin, I feel a mutoin. Even if Bezdin make a mistake, it's still considered to be ad kedei kach ha-chaydesh. Doesn't make a difference, like the Rambam. So if you're like, Bezdin she-kiddush ha-chaydesh, bein shayg again, bein mutoin, bein anusim, harei zeh ha-kudesh, v'chayovim ha-koyle le-taken ha-moydes ha-lihoim she-kiddush ha-boy. Even if the Rambam is like, even if you know that Bezdin messed up, you have to do and follow whatever Bezdin says, even if you know that Bezdin made a mistake as far as Kiddush HaChodesh is concerned. It's only to them given over. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, listen to them even if they made a mistake. That's Kiddush HaChodesh. Shabbos is given to every single person. Hefker. What does it mean, the Rambam? Hello, the Kazakh. Is the pastor to the Rambam screams over here? The Rambam screaming the Gemara on Shabbos Samach Tes. Gemara Shrikin Shabbos, if a person goes ahead in the midbar and he finds himself lost for a number of days, he doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know which day he is. He goes ahead and counts Shishi Yomim or Beshvi Shabbos. He counts 6 days and the seventh day, Shabbos. He knows that most of the chances could be that he missed the boat. How can it be today? It's Pum Tuesday. I don't know if it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbat. I mixed up completely. What should I do? Mayne shishi yomim b'shvi Shabbos. Count 6 days, and the seventh day, Shabbos he rests. Zog dech sam soifa, mavel dikech sam soifa. Pashas emrik of the mani. Zog dech sam soifa. Now when a person is counts 7 6 days and the seventh day is Shabbos, the aloch of the midbar of the Gemara, he has the shchina that comes down to him on a Wednesday afternoon. It doesn't make a difference when it is. He counted 6 days in Yeshivas on the seventh day. There's the Shechina of Shabbos Kodesh comes down to him. It's V'shachanti V'soichem, that's the din, that it comes the Chefz of a Kedusha of Shabbos that follows together with him. Unbelievable, Chesam Soifa, unbelievable. See, even Chesam Soifa, that the Pshat is, there's a Metzias of Kiddush Hayoyim that happens when a person is going to Shishim Shivu Shabbos. And even if otherwise, you see, he has a din to make Kiddush. How can he make Kiddush? So that could be the pshat. Afterwards, I saw the Tzofna Spaner, the Heilige Rocket Shabbat. He writes on this Rambam, he's Metzayin the Gemara and the Rambam of Moine Shishom Shvi Shabbos. That he saw this is what the Rambam means over here. That's Mosol Cholodim Ma'odim. Regarding to our din, over here you see a beautiful halacha. According to the Chesam Soifa, Avareini Shabbos L'Shem Shmir Shabbos. The person has to accept upon himself Shmir Shabbos. If I'm koyveh the Shabbos, if I make that today is Yom HaShvi, if I am now koyveh through saying Hareini Shabbos L'Shem Shmir Shabbos, it becomes Yom HaShvi. That means that Shabbos is Mosor L'Chol Odom Odom. Every single person in this room and in Klal Yisrael is koyveh the Shabbos for himself at that time that he says Hareini Shabbos L'Shem Shmir Shabbos. That's the beauty of Shabbos. Shabbos is not a set time of that it says in the calendar. Shabbos is a set time when you say Hareini Shabbos L'Shem Shmir Shabbos. The calendar is for transgressing the Shabbos. The Lois Sasei, the Aveyas. Over the Mitzvah Sasei from Shvise, from Shmira, Shtei Doch Sam Soifa, and that could be Mavoy over here in Rambam. It's Mesura L'Chol Echad V'Echad. Every single person can be Kuvah and take upon himself his own Shabbos and make that Shabbos for him. Otherwise, like Asa Klum, he didn't do anything. He was a good boy, he didn't smoke, he was a good boy, he didn't go to his computer, but like Asa Klum, Shmir Asa Shabbos, Shvis Asa Shabbos, he didn't do anything. This could be Chesam Soifa the Shita Asai. The Chesam Soifa holds, was a Chiddush, a Yochid Adol, that the Chesam Soifa said, Vot Aloch and the Shita Saramban, which is used now, unfortunately, with the many cases of different electronic devices that the Rabbanim are trying to deal with, the highlight of all the Rabbanim is this Chesam Soifa and this Ramban. That the Ramban says that the mitzvah of Shmiras HaShabbos is not only Issa of Lois HaSei, but it's a mitzvah of Shvisa, of doing action of keeping Shmiras HaShabbos. Anything that I do on Shabbos that could be contradicting, that is officially a steer to the Shmiras HaShabbos, it's a Issa de Yiraisa, being over on the Yiraisa of Shmiras HaShabbos. אז זאת תהילה גם רמב"ן, and the same is the only one that brings the law, not in Shulchan Aruch, not in Tur, not in Mogen Avraham, and not in Chofetz Chaim, Mishneh Berurah, the same sofer is the only one that brings this din lechatchila. Mamela, they have different cell phones and different lights that they're trying to put in, different groups. All these different devices that they try to say that it's kosher Shabbos, as far as the Chassam Sofer is concerned, it's Issur Dorais. The Chassam Sofer held the following, and this is one of the dugmois brought down in the Heilige Ramban. If a person's in a store on Shabbos, you're not doing anything in your store. You're just in your store. You have workers, you have people, you're not doing anything. You're just watching, you come out, you know, make sure if you're there, people make sure to do the job the way they're supposed to. According to the Ramban, it's over on the Din Dorais of Shabbos. Din Dorais of Shabbos. And the Chassam Sofer brings that Ladin. So to going on a train. The person goes on a train, they're sitting on the train, not doing anything. The train is going to go with you or without you. If you're 150 pounds, 250 pounds, it doesn't make too much of a difference on the train. It's going to go without you. So what are you doing? Why is the Issur to go on Shabbos on the train? According to the Heilige Chassam Sofer, he wants to use the Ramban to say that as they state, in the Heilige Milchas Yitzchak, Ladina, according to the Chassam Sofer, and according to the Ramban, that's Issur Dorais to go on the train on Shabbos because of that. So too, the Rabbanim on a Yidan, according to the Chassam Sofer and the Ramban, going on a plane on Shabbos, many Shailas come up, a guy leaves one country before the Shkia, enters an after Shabbos, had numerous such Shailas in the past. According to the Chassam Sofer, there's Issur Dorais. It could be there's no, you're not being over on any love, as far as Shabbos is concerned. But according to this mitzvah, Shmiras HaShabbos, this mitzvah, that's Issur Dorais HaShabbos, that you are Lechura, over here, transgress.
The doch, you should say Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim in davening on Shabbos.
I'm sorry?
You should say Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim on Shabbos as well.
Forget you're not allowed to say Mekadosh Yisrael. I know. Mekadosh Yisrael is only given to Bezdin.
Well,
because that's only Bezdin.
We're saying here that it's toil on the person that is Mekadosh the Shabbos. But it's also Mosor to us to be Mekadosh the Shabbos like it's Mosor to Bezdin to be Mekadosh the Yom Tov. So therefore, Mekadosh Shabbos is because it's Kviya V'Kaima, because you're not Mekadosh Shabbos. But at Didoch, you should say Mekadosh Yisroel V'Azmanim on Shabbos as well.
It's Hashena Shaila. I have to ask the Rabbi where you learned. Gates. Says the Gates of Rosh Hashiva over here, says the following. Hashena Shaila. The answer to that L'chura would be that Shabbos, it's got to be on the seventh day. Meaning to say, Kiddush HaChodesh, you have a choice. If it's going to be this month, it's not going to be this month. If it's going to be today, it's going to be tomorrow. Shabbos, it's got to be on the seventh day. The question is, did it start my seventh day or not? As far as your Kiddush Hayoyim. But it's definitely today. There's no Makashon Zman in Tapay, there's Zman that it's yours, man. You have to do it in order to make it that you're actually doing Mitzvah of Shabbos. The Shabbos is here. In order to be considered that the Gavra is doing it, then he has to accept about himself the Shabbos. But as far as Rosh Chodesh is concerned, Rosh Chodesh, I'm being kaveh, now it's Rosh Chodesh, I'm being kaveh, and now it's Ibiyah. Now I'm being kaveh, and now it becomes Shabbos to Shabbos. But as long as the Gavre has to be kaveh, that it's the din of Shabbos, maybe you have a din to accept upon yourself. Maybe the Kenzer Kasha has manim, the Mekadosh has manim, the Gavre, the Gavre, that the Zman is showing the Chzu to you.
Same person that lost his way in the Midbar, when he comes back to civilization, has to reassess the Zman according to everybody else's. Retroactively, his Shabbos was only a personal one. Right?
So don't tell me you learned in Panavish. No. Baruch Atah Adonai Melech, Ve'elinu Melechim, Shekulinu Melechim. So I'll tell you the following, of Shmelke, the Rebbe of Shmelke of Nikolsburg.
Oh, Chulu.
You ask the Shai, they have to get that for an answer. The Rabbi of Shmelke, we still have 5 minutes or not?
Four.
And I have six.
Kaddish and Zmanim.
Kaddish and Zmanim. Mesura lechol echad ve'echad. That's it. It's not going to be honest. It's like the Heilige of Shmelke and Nikolsburg. Shmelke was the brother of that floor. The floor was the Gedoyle Ador Mamish, and the floor was the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer, Gedoyle Ador, and his brother was the Shmolke Nikolsburg. Eich Adayim from Goyim from the Tzadikim, Adayim from Chassidus Befat. And the Rebbe of Shmolke grew up in a city together with a very dear friend of his. The Hefter, I think, became a Rav in Yanov. I think it was Yanov. I think so. In any event, he was a Geis HaTamat Chochem. And think about it, a Chaver, a dear friend of Rav Shmolke Nicholsberger, Otem Gold, he became a Geis HaChoshev Rav. And one time, it was a Shidduch, he went for a Chasana of his, if I'm not mistaken, his son or his son-in-law, his son or his daughter. He went for a Shidduch to a different city. And as they're traveling to this different city, it turned out it was close to nightfall, and they had to daven mincha. So he went off, he said he wants to daven mincha before the chasana, to be mispalel. And he started to do a slightest dike mincha. He went into the forest, and as he went into the forest, and they finished davening mincha, they looked toward the Geis HaRav, and they didn't find him. One, look around the hour, two hours. They figured that Mistoma, he went a different way. And Mistoma, he took a different wagon that was passing by, and we came to the other city. And as soon as the chasana, then right away, as soon as the chasana, we have to get to the chasana. So, yeah, they had no choice, they went ahead, there was a mishpacha, they continued to the chasana, they come to the other city, they see, Rav Shmolke is not here! Wasn't we talking, Rav Shmolke is not here, what should we do? And they had no choice. Was? They had no choice, they didn't know what to do. They figured that Mistoma for sure that he went with a different wagon and he's going to come in a few hours. And in the meantime, past the Shiva Broches and past afterwards the Shleish, and they're looking all over for the Heilig Erb, the Chava von Rav Shmolke. They didn't find the Chava von Rav Shmolke. Where is the Geis HaRav, the Rav, the Anav HaRav? Where is he? And he, Daka, was there in the city, in the forest, passing and looking from place to place. He didn't find, finally, after days, he found himself, couldn't even have anything to eat and to drink. He that he was alive. He found some wagon and brought him to the closest city, and he said, I'm the Rav in this city. Meantime, everybody already knew about this whole story. And they right away gave him to eat and to drink. They brought doctors and they brought him back to the city. Tzala v'rino, psos of a simcha, gewaldig, they came back to the city. Thursday morning, he starts cutting his nails, goes to the mikveh, and goes ahead. And starts putting on his talis and the guides it to do it. Starts down the Kabbalah Shabbos. The Olam looks at him and shows it's Rabbi. Today's Thursday. Now, Father says, today's Friday. This is Shabbos Kodesh. And a week, 2 weeks, unfortunately, to make a long story short, he was Mechallel Shabbos. And people didn't know what to do with him. Because the Shabbos, they dafke made Avdolah before Kolam Veido. To show them all that everyone has a mistake and he doesn't have a mistake. And he prayed the whole Shabbos. After a few weeks, they figured there's no choice. They have to mefas him, announce what happened, and who has an etzer. So they mefas him all over, and Rav Shmolke heard about it. His old chava, what's the gishan? He said that, I want to come to the city. Everybody should come to the shul, just like it's Shabbos on Thursday night. They came Thursday night, everyone came to the shul, Thursday night, and they prayed the Kabbalah Shabbos, and the Rabbi Gidam, he was so happy, finally his kshak was in Skabel. He knew that today is Shabbos, that's what came out his minyanim, today is Shabbos. And Rav Shmolke, he understands, Adam Gogol. Friday night by the Geis HaTish, he told everyone to come to the Tish of Shmolke with his Chava, the Rof and Stott, and he gave him to drink a Zelche Alta wine, old wine. I think maybe once they might have such a, even the single malt won't do the job. He gave him such old wine, the Rebbe fell asleep, and he told all his Chassidim, go Rabbi Yisai, come back tomorrow night, I'll stay here to make sure he sleeps till tomorrow night. And he went ahead, everyone went home, they prayed the Shabbos Kodesh, and we went to the mikveh, cut the nails, and they came back the same night to the Tish, and he woke up, his friend, the Rav von Stott, and he said, oh, the Tish, he said, my friend, I'm the Tish, it's Friday night, and Baruch Hashem, since then, everything came into place, instead of finishing the Shabbos. Rabbi Yisai, see from here one side of the story, be careful how you count, and make sure you don't drink too much, but sometimes if you drink, and you have a good body, he could put you into shape. And the Melim should be Zeich of Eiz Hashem, to Mekav HaShabbos, to believe all, to Zeich, all the Baruch HaSamuz Batoir on Shabbos. And Eiz Hashem be Zeich, to see, be being in Siyah, be Karay, be Mehera, be Meinu, Amin, Amin.